To the Naked Scientist with Chris Smith and with Kat Arney. Hello. Coming up, the story of aspirin and how it can help to prevent a range of different diseases. Oxford University's clinician Peter Rothwell will be here to talk with us about it. Kat?
Now, every week, somewhere in the world, an earthquake occurs that's big enough to cause serious damage to people, roads and bridges, as we've heard from New Zealand. Seismologists monitor this activity to try and learn more about the geological processes underlying the phenomenon. Richard Hollingham went to visit one part of the network of UK earthquake monitoring stations, which was hidden beneath a lecture theatre at the Royal Observatory in Edinburgh, with Brian Baptie from the British Geological Survey.
So we've just opened up the hinged large trapdoor on the floor to reveal, it's like Harry Potter this, a staircase that goes down beneath the lecture theatre. So let's head down the stairs.
It's the first door. Second door. Finally, this is the entrance to the vault.
Okay, so we've come into what appears to be a concrete-lined room with an odd bit of water dripping from the ceiling. And there are three hefty concrete blocks on the floor, like enormous pieces of Lego.
Well, these are what we call piers, and they're built directly onto the rock of the hill. So this hill is an old volcano, and these piers are built directly onto it. And if you look around, you'll see that the floor is actually suspended, so that when we're walking around on the floor in here, we don't actually come into contact with the piers. And on the piers, on each of the piers, there's a seismometer, which looks like a very large tin can, but they're actually incredibly sensitive devices. They can pick up vibrations that are around thousandths of a millimetre.
And what are you picking up then on these seismometers?
Well, we pick up earthquakes from all around the world, so large or even moderate-sized earthquakes from the other side of the world. We also pick up vibrations that are rather closer to home, and we actually detect between 100 and 200 earthquakes that come from the British Isles and an immediate offshore area every year.
So 200 a year
up to
in
200
the UK?
A year.
Now, this is part of a network, isn't it? This isn't the only one. There are secret vaults around the country.
Yeah, we have about 100 instruments all around the country. Not all the vaults are as big as this one. Some of them are in underground tunnels or old bunkers. Some of them are just buried in holes in the ground. And the data from all those instruments is transferred automatically using the internet back to our offices in Edinburgh. And then we can analyse that data and use it to work out exactly where the earthquake was, when it occurred, and how big it was.
Well, we made it out of the vault and into the offices of the British Geological Survey. Now, Brian, this office was where you used to analyse the sounds of earthquakes.
That's right. This office is what was called the Replay Lab. And although nowadays we record all our data digitally and analyse it using computers, well, about 10 years ago, all our data used to be recorded on analogue magnetic tapes. And our analysts would listen to these tapes, speed it up about 50 to 100 times, and then they would use their ears to tell the difference between different types of seismic events.
And you've got some of the recordings of earthquakes, some of the things you can hear.
So that was a magnitude 5.4 earthquake from North Wales, recorded somewhere in Britain. It was actually the largest earthquake that we have a recording of in our archive. You can tell when you listen to it, it's actually really quite a distinctive double sound, and that's because there are two seismic waves that propagate when there's an earthquake through the Earth, and those travel at different speeds and arrive at the receiver at different times. The next one is an underwater explosion. So typically we pick up quite a few of these underwater explosions every year. It's when the Navy, quite often they find old World War II mines, or perhaps the Navy are doing some kind of naval exercise where they're setting off explosions in the water, and we can pick them up.
Sounds like a shot being fired.
That's right. So much, much higher pitch, completely different type of signal. We didn't have the distinctive double bang. We just had this kind of relatively high-pitched pop, if you like, which you can think about in terms of something going pop in the water and creating a huge bubble.
And the final one?
So the final one is a magnitude 6.9 earthquake from Japan. So the vibrations from this earthquake have travelled all the way through the Earth and been recorded here.
So let's get this straight. That was a recording made here of an earthquake in Japan on the other side of the world.
That's right. When you have really large earthquakes, huge amounts of energy is released, and that energy travels all the way through the Earth, and we can pick up the vibrations from that earthquake.
Boom! That was amazing. That was Brian Bapty from the British Geological Survey in Edinburgh talking to Planet Earth podcast presenter Richard Hollingham. And you can download the latest Planet Earth podcast as well as other Planet Earth online resources at thenakedscientist.com/planetearth.